Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kathy Dice and Tom Wall of Red Fern Farm near Wapello about their Practical Farmers of Iowa Field Day on tree crops they're hosting on September 5th. Tell me about Red Fern Farm and what you produce.
We produce mainly tree crops. Crops grown on trees, fruits and nuts specifically. Chestnuts are our main crop and main moneymaker, more important than all the rest put together. But we have approximately 80 different fruit and nut-bearing tree, shrub, and vine species on the farm. Some of them are experimental. Some of them are never going to be commercial. A few of them are important, but the chestnuts are the big thing.
How did you two get into the business of having this farm?
Oh, that's a long, boring story. But I read a magazine article about the potential for chestnut industry back in the 1980s and thought it was a good idea.
So you had no prior experience, family or anything, of growing tree crops or specifically with chestnuts?
No previous experience.
Tom has planted a lot of trees in his younger days, and both of us have education in wildlife biology, so we had a strong environmental background, and we always thought it would be wonderful if we could actually make money off a small amount of land and still have environmentally sound.
For the field day that you're hosting, what will you be discussing during that event?
We're going to divide the group in half, and we'll have like concurrent sessions going on. So half the group will be learning about chestnuts, while the other half will be learning about our other crop-producing trees, Asian pears, heartnuts, pawpaws, persimmons, and all the other things we're trying to grow, and then we'll switch. So people will get a good dose about chestnuts, but they'll also learn about the other trees and potential crops.
Who are you encouraging to attend this field day?
People who want to learn if this is possibly a good fit for their land or farm, because we'll be lightly covering a bunch of different crops, giving them kind of a taste of the information. But people who are interested in attending the field, they do need to contact Practical Farmers of Iowa very soon, because we only have space for 50 people at the field day, and they're already got 40 people signed up.
All right, well, we're getting close to full there. So some of the niche crops, I guess, is how it's referred, including chestnut, pawpaw, American persimmon, heartnut, and Asian pear. How have they become sort of profitable in the current day?
Well, because there are people around who are willing to pay between $1 to $3 a pound for the fruit or the nuts, and they can produce a crop in Iowa with very limited spraying, pruning, or care needed for the trees. We always tried to select trees or shrubs that don't need a whole lot of care, pesticides, chemical fertilizers, and yet would still produce a marketable crop. So those are some of the trees that are, some of which are even native to Iowa, that are now, there's now varieties that produce really excellent fruit or nuts.
And how do you think farmers or those attending will benefit from this field day?
It's a way to make money on marginal lands, such as if you have highly erodible land that shouldn't be in row crops and you might be thinking about pasture. You could actually plant it to trees with permanent cover on the ground, and you'll be bringing in a nice income from this ground where before you were headed in crop rotation, so corn, soybeans, alfalfa, small grains. And the trees, especially the chestnuts, can have a wonderful income potential. What is it you've projected, Tom, on chestnuts?
$10,000 per acre.
On a gross.
You've had Red Fern Farm for over 30 years. From starting that business new, you know, over 30 years ago and continuing it today, what have you most enjoyed about having this business?
I would say it's getting to share what we've learned about growing trees with other people. Because people who are interested in growing trees are some of the best, most fascinating, coolest folks you can meet. So we always like meeting other tree-growing people or people who are interested in growing trees.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kathy Dice and Tom Wall of Redfern Farm near Wapello about their Practical Farmers of Iowa Field Day on tree crops they're hosting on September 5th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.